Rockarola. That's Judas Priest going back to their very first album. That's the title track. That came out way back in 1974. You are tuned into another episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and the Radio Bypass Podcast is about playing music that's not heard on the radio. But today, we're going to do an all Judas Priest feature. And so you may hear a song here today that you've heard on the radio. Maybe where you're at, they're still playing some of the older Judas Priest. I don't know. Not too much of it here on the radio in the Chicago area. But that's what we're doing today. All Judas Priest for the whole episode. And we're just going to kind of go through their career chronologically. And they've been around a long time. So we're not going to be able to fit it all into one episode. So this is actually going to continue next week as well. We'll have part two. And by then, we'll get into the later part of Judas Priest's career. But today, we'll cover at least 74 to hopefully 84. Hoping to get 10 years of Judas Priest into today's episode. And this episode was kind of inspired by my friend Gary. I had been thinking about Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath and doing episodes dedicated to those bands. When Gary mentioned Judas Priest, I decided, yeah, you know what? That has to be the first one. So Gary, this episode and next week, really, all inspired by you, my friend. So we're going to keep the Judas Priest rolling right now. Their next album came out in 1976. It was called Sad Wings of Destiny. This is The Ripper.
You're in for surprise. You're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack.
Judas Priest, Radio Bypass Podcast, dedicated to Judas Priest all day today. So let's keep the priest rolling right now. Their next album came out in 1977. That one was called Sin After Sin. And this is a tune called Last Rose of Summer.
Throughout the
shadows begin to grow much longer. When sunset's fire has deepened blood red, I give you this, the last rose of summer.
Last Rose of Summer, Judas Priest. And pretty soon that's going to be the case here in the Chicagoland area. Autumn or fall comes next week. Bummer. I love the summer, but what are you going to do? The seasons keep moving, right? All right, next up, their next record came out in 1978, and that one was Stained Class. And for me, this was my introduction to Judas Priest. A guy I had met was a huge Judas Priest fan and asked me if I ever heard any Judas Priest. And at that point in my life, I had not. And I said, oh, you got to hear their new album. Okay. So he puts on Stained Class, and we cranked it loudly in my bedroom. And it was mind-blowing for me. I loved Judas Priest. So I worked from Stained Class and then went backwards to get their first three albums and then get caught up. And then, starting with Stained Class going forward, then I got every album as soon as they released them, which for a while was every year they were putting out records. They were quite busy in the 70s and 80s putting out records, for sure. So anyway, from 1978's Stained Class, this is Better By You, Better Than Me. That's right, Better By You, Better Than Me. Judas Priest from their 1978 Stained Class record, and a teenaged Ralph Rasmussen's first hearing of Judas Priest was that record. And that tune in particular, I love that opening riff, the way it started. And of course, by then, that being the first album I heard, I didn't know at that point what their early records sounded like. But by then, their recording quality got really stepped up too. I mean, Sin After Sin was certainly a step up from the first two records as well. But Stained Class, I don't know, it just had a classic sound to me. And now we're going to 1979. And that was the album that I would say made a lot of people familiar with Judas Priest. And that was the Hellbent for Leather album. And of course, that title track got a lot of airplay here in the Chicago area when it came out. So everybody started to know Judas Priest from that song. And probably started doing the same thing I did with the album before it, going back into their earlier catalog and checking them out. But Hellbent for Leather had a lot of great tunes on it, and not all of them were radio tunes. And my friend Paul asked for a cut off of this record, so this is one I know did not receive a lot of airplay, but I'm sure you know it, because I'm sure you know the record probably backwards and forwards. So from 79, Hellbent for Leather, this is Before the Dawn. Before the Dawn, bringing us to a close on the 1970s output of Judas Priest. And of course, this whole retrospective on Judas Priest, we're only looking at studio albums, not any of their live material. All right, so as we leave the 70s and begin the 80s, in 1980, Judas Priest put out a record called British Steel. And, of course, that had a couple of really big songs on it, especially Living After Midnight was a huge song for them, and definitely put them on the map for sure. If Hellbent for Leather didn't already do it, British Steel for sure did. And from that record, while I loved everything, and Living After Midnight's a great tune, I figure you've heard that plenty of times, so I'm going with something a little deeper. This is a tune called You Don't Have to Be Old to Be Wise.
We'll be right back.
You don't have to be old to be wise. That's from British Steel, 1980. Judas Priest kicking off the 1980 decade with that album. Really a great record indeed. All right, you're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and today we are looking back at Judas Priest's career and getting through at least the first half of it or so as we go through the songs today, year by year. And after British Steel, Judas Priest put out a record the next year, Point of Entry, that was a disappointment to some Judas Priest fans at the time. They didn't think it was as strong as the prior two releases, but I thought it still had a lot of good tracks on it. So from 1981's Point of Entry, this is a tune called Desert Plains. hanging out in those desert plains. 1981's Point of Entry, Judas Priest. And as we keep the Priest rolling, after that album, I mentioned how it was a disappointment to some Judas Priest fans at the time that it was released. But this next album not only pleased existing Judas Priest fans, but I think brought them a whole lot of new fans. And that was 1982's Screaming for Vengeance. That record was really huge for Judas Priest. And boy, it's hard to just pick one favorite song off that record. But for today's podcast, I decided to go with this one. This is called Take These Chains. No Chains for Judas Priest. That's from their 1982 release, Screaming for Vengeance. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to episode 32 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, and I thank you for coming back and checking out another episode. As today we've been doing all Judas Priest, we will be doing that again next Sunday as well. Today we're getting through the early part of their career, and then next week we'll pick things up in 1986 and bring it right up to the current day with what's been going on with Judas Priest. So again, thanks for listening, and I am out of time for today, so we're going to do one more Judas Priest tune. In 1984, the follow-up to Screaming for Vengeance was a record called Defenders of the Faith. A lot of good stuff on there. One of my favorite songs on there is Some Heads Are Gonna Roll, but my very favorite Judas Priest song from that record is what I'm going to leave you with today. I'll talk to you next week. This is Free Wheel Burning.